listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure. I'll only be with you for 2 hours today because between 2 and 3 we've got the community. We've got the Council Connection show coming up. This is a very topical interview we're going to do in this next hour. Well, I like to think they all are, but particularly with the school year coming to an end and people maybe don't get the results they want. So we want to talk about that it's not just the end of the world if you don't get your VCE this year. So I have with me Matt Hetherington. He's a director down at Box Hill TAFE. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks, Alan.
And also Noni Sowell. She's a mature agent VCE student. So we've got the one who can talk all about what goes on, and then the other one who's actually done it. So first of all, we'll talk to you, Matt. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you what you want to speak about today, Matt.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Alan. Here at Box Hill TAFE, we run the VCE program. We're one of Victoria's largest institute, and we service the eastern suburbs. We've been around for 100 years and we educate over 25,000 students yearly at our Lilydale, our Box Hill campus and our CBD campus. What I wanted to talk to your listeners about today is the options for people that leave school early and they want to still complete Year 12, but also people that are adult learners want to return and complete their VCE as well.
So what we're really saying is if you didn't get your VCE 5, 6, however many years ago, don't give up. There's still opportunities, isn't there?
Absolutely, Alan. There's so many opportunities. One, to come back and complete your VCE in a variety of ways in a flexible learning environment, and also be able to have the ability to balance your home life with your school life as well. We welcome people from 17 years of age right up to 60. So there's a wide variety of supports.
Noni, how are you? As I was saying, you're actually currently in the VCE program as a mature age student, aren't you?
I am, yeah. No, I am currently enrolled in the VCE program and I'm set to finish this year.
And the end of this year, that's terrific. And tell us a little bit about your situation, because like you weren't able to complete your VCE, but it wasn't actually your fault, was it?
No, it wasn't. I actually left high school all the way back in 2019. I had just scraped by and finished year 10. However, I had to leave school due to some physical health issues and mental health issues.
So when did you start back with the VCE?
I started back, it was the middle of 2022. I started year 11 VCE.
What made you start back?
Well, I was already older than, you know, your traditional high school age person. I really had no idea what I wanted to do, but I wanted to get back into studying in some form, you know, start using my brain again. And
you didn't want to be with a bunch of 16, 17, 18-year-olds, did you?
Not particularly. As a 19-year-old at that time, it was time for sort of something else.
Yep.
And I remember we had some family friends mention to us about the VCE program at Box Hill. When I signed up, I had an interview and I was accepted.
Matt, when I went to school, and I don't want to sound ancient, but I'm not that young, I had quite a few, a lot of them opted out at year 8 because you could go and do an apprenticeship at year 8 and all those. But, there's nowhere near the amount of people that are opting out or should be opting out at that sort of age, because it does affect them in a lot of ways, not only job-wise, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're right. One of the things, Alan, is that we know that nearly 1 in 5 students do leave school before they complete year 12, and that's higher in remote areas and also areas where, you know, there's a lot of disadvantage. And I think that's where Box Hill is able to come in and help and support those students. So we have a variety of options for students to complete their VCE in a flexible way, both at our CBD campus, and next year we'll have it at our Nelson campus as well, which is in Box Hill as well. So there's a number of ways that we can support them. There's flexible options, and they can do it over a number of years. So again, that's the good news is that we're able to actually support, help, and get people through the VCE and get those outcomes that they want. They don't necessarily have to go into an apprenticeship or traineeship. Yep. They might be doing it for career aspects as well.
Look, and one of the things that I want to bring up, and I know it's been mentioned in a number of places, I think there's a group of young people that get missed completely because... And they're the carers who mum or dad have got health problems. They're, they have to take time off school to take mum and dad to hospital visits. And, you know, there's mental health issues with mum and dad. And some of those poor kids are just left at home by themselves. So this would be ideal for some of those young people who can't do a full year at school because it's just not possible.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Alan. They're the students that we have. It. They may be suffering from health issues, or there might be financial issues that they're facing. There's also cultural and family challenges that might be occurring across those periods of time. One big one is the caring responsibilities. So people in that age group might have that caring responsibility over that period, which just means that they couldn't complete it previously. So, or there might be people that are in the traditional school system and they're not really catering to their learning needs. So they need an alternative in a more adult learning environment. And that's what Box Hill can provide. The CBD campus that we've got here has been operating for a number of years and supporting these learners in that very specific way.
And I think you... Naomi mentioned a couple of minutes ago, like main school, they expect you to be there 5 days a week, and I'm not putting main school down. They do a terrific job, but they cater for mainstream, don't they? And they can't sort of cope with this idea of over 2 or 3 years. It has to be at their speed, whereas by the sound of this, you can do it, the mature age student can do it more at their, well, I don't say leisure, but when they've got the time to do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Alan. They're able to do it over a 2-year period. We can help them with those one subject or two subjects. We cater for their needs. So, you know, we understand in an adult environment that people have other responsibilities. They may have work commitments. They may have... still have caring responsibilities, but we're able to cater to those responsibilities. And I think Noni is a really good example of that, where we've been able to cater for those responsibilities.
And I want to talk to her again in a couple of minutes, but what sort of motivates the people to get back to VC? And we'll talk about Noni in a minute, but are there many that do it? And what, amongst your evidence, what sort of motivates them to do it?
Yeah, really good question, Alan. The good news is that over the last 5 years, we've had more than 6,000 Victorians re-enrol in VCE as adult learners. So that's a huge portion of the population. They do it for a variety of reasons. They might be wanting to pursue a different career choice, so they may have been in the workforce and they might say, well, I want to go back and complete my VCE so I can take on a different career aspect and then be able to use, once they've got their VCE, use that to get into different kind of pathways, diplomas, etc.
I don't want to cut across you, but also people, like, if they don't get the VCE first go, like, they can come back to you, but that also brings up the opportunity for them to enter university as a mature age student too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And the good thing about studying at a TAFE is that you've got those pathways. So that, say, for example, they did their VCE, then they'd be able to transfer or pathway into a diploma. They might be interested in nursing, for example, so they can do a diploma of nursing, and then they have direct articulations into university courses. But yeah, they can go as a mature age student, or they'll actually get credits for some of the studies that they've completed already in the TAFE. At Box Hill, we do deliver right up to the bachelor level.
So, Nani, you told us that you left school due to health reasons. What made you decide, apart from the fact that, you know, you wanted to stimulate your brain, was there a reason that you went back? Like, do you have, are you working towards maybe a career choice, or did you just do it for the sake of being able to say, well, I've at last got my VCE?
Well, actually, initially, I did want to come back and do my VCE just to be able to say, I went back, I finished my high school. But sort of over the course of the past couple of years, I have sort of realised that I really wanted to become a nurse. So I have actually applied to universities for a Bachelor of Nursing.
Terrific.
And yeah, thank you. I sort of always had the thought, ever since sort of 2019, the reason why I left high school, as I said, was for, you know, health reasons. And I met some really incredible nurses during some stays in hospital. And I thought, you know, to be able to give back, and it was really inspiring. So that's what I've decided to do.
Oh, that's terrific. So somehow you decided the Box Hill TAFE. So how did you find it when you went? Like, obviously you went for an interview. Did they really support you, and you felt, oh yeah, this is almost like home. I can just do this here.
No, honestly.
Be careful, Bats, listening.
honestly, yeah, I was incredibly nervous, being sort of a very anxious person. But I remember back in 2020, I came in for my first ever orientation day, and everyone was so welcoming. I met some really, really great friends, and the teachers in general. I was actually involved in a program called the Head Start.
Yep.
Yeah, and I don't know, it was just the support, you know, the returning to study, as I said, using my brain again, and sort of catering things, like how I went. I was initially full-time at the start of last year, but I went part-time. And that honestly is what allowed me to actually get to this point where I'm two exams away from having my VCE finished.
Well, we hope you go really well. Noni, when you got there, how much of this is done online, or is it all done at the TAFE, or is part of it done online, or the whole lot done online? Nah, she's dropped out. Matt, perhaps I could ask you, how much of it is done online and how much of it's done in the actual schoolroom?
Yeah, thanks, Alan. At the moment, it's all done in the schoolroom. We have online resources that help the students study through their period of time. But the classes are run on campus. And that's the way that it'll be for 2024 and 2025. That's how we've currently run it out. For 2026, we're looking to put it online as well, just to be able to reach a few different people. Yep. We've got to get approval for that, but that's what we're aiming to do in 2026.
Now, Noni, are you back online yet? No, she's not. All right, Matt, I'll ask you the same question I was going to ask her. Now, I don't want to know Noni's age group, but I presume she's early 20s, around there, and it's really none of my business. And the only reason I mention that are the people that are in her group around the same age, or she got from sort of higher and lower?
Look, in her group, there might be around about the same age, but look, at Box Hill, we actually enrolled in the VCE program over 200 students. And so it makes us one of the largest providers outside of the school system. Some of the stats are that we've almost got 60% of our students are 19 to 24 years old, and a further 20% are in the age bracket of 30 to 60. So it's never really too late to learn, and we can actually cater for those kind of needs as well.
I think we've got Noni back on the line again. So we did ask Matt a bit about it while you weren't there, Noni, but when you go into this classroom and when you first started, have you found that it's a very supportive between each other, that you're all trying to help each other rather than just all walk in, do your bit and go home?
No, absolutely. I really do find that. 'Cause everyone sort of understands what everyone is going through, you know, leaving high school and coming back to a different environment can obviously be quite daunting at first. But, you know, knowing each other's backgrounds and sort of connecting on that, because you all know that you are willing to be there and that you want to work for this. So I found that it's really, really supportive, and I've made some really great friends through the program as well.
Oh, that's terrific, because that's one of those things. I mean, when you're in high school, you only have your one or two mates or whatever it is, and then the rest of the class can go heaves, can't they? But, I mean, it's a bit different when you come back as a mature age student, that I guess you all want to see each other succeed.
No, absolutely, yeah. I guess in, like, a more traditional school, you're sort of, you know, that's just what you do. You go to high school and you've got your group of friends, but yeah, no, everyone's really supportive of everyone, which is really, really nice.
Noni, you said that you're applying for to eventually become a nurse, and that's because of some of the care you were given. Have you got a particular, I mean, nursing's nursing, but it's not just nursing, there's heaps of different, do you have any area of speciality in nursing that you'd like to do?
That is a very good question. I don't think I'm quite decided, but definitely something I am considering is like mental health nursing. Yep. Or just on like a emergency or sort of general ward.
Oh, that's terrific. So, Matt, you've heard we've heard what Noni's doing. I didn't like school, so I mean, I'm probably the worst person to talk about school. But obviously, the teachers, when they're teaching mature age students, well, first of all, when you're at high school, you don't always want to be there because you'd rather be doing something else. Whereas a mature age student actually makes a decision that I want to learn and I want to know more, I want to progress on, don't they?
Yeah, that's a really good point, Alan. And our teachers are really highly experienced in being able to cater for adult learners. We really focus on trying to make people become confident, lifelong learners. It's never too late. Even you could come back, Alan, and study with us in a variety of ways in terms of what support we can actually offer there. We offer learning support, we offer financial assistance, and, you know, we also offer support in terms of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. Everything that we can do to make it a really smooth journey back into a learning environment, we will be able to do here at Box Hill.
And one of the things that I was school council president for a number of years, and one of the things I tried to impress on the students, because there is so much pressure put on the year 12s, isn't it, that some of them just break down. They just can't cope with it. And I always used to say to them, well, it doesn't actually define your future, because, you know, you can go as a mature age student to university and that, but it would be terrific if we've got people today listening that that didn't finish their VCE and would like to do something a bit different in their life, because there's an opportunity here, isn't it, for them to get involved out of Box Hill TAFE.
Yeah, absolutely, Alan, and I think you've hit the nail on the head there, where you've said it doesn't define you as a person. So once you've actually gone out, you might have gone through a bit of life experience, you might just want to come back into this kind of supported learning environment. We'll be delivering VCE at the Nelson Road campus as well as the CBD next year. And again, we are here to actually support you on your educational journey. And then we sit down and think about what are your goals, where do you want to be, and we'll support you on that educational journey to get get you what you want, which is, you know, a goal in terms of maybe a career or just achievement in terms of qualifications. There's a number of, a variety of reasons why people do come back.
And unfortunately, there is more and more emphasis on education. When I say unfortunately, by employers, aren't they? Like, as I say, back in, when I went to school, we didn't actually go in tents, but those sorts of people, a lot of those people left very early, and the employers of today don't necessarily want somebody who's completed year 8 or 9, and that's about all, do they? Employers want two things. They want a bit of education, but they also want to see that learning is a lifelong. You don't stop learning the day you leave school, do you?
No, and I think we all realise this, that we don't, in whatever field that we're actually in, we don't stop learning. So we're very focused on industry engagement and employment. So we work very closely with employers to make sure that we're providing the training that they actually want for a particular field. So we've got all types of areas, from fashion design to community services to health, horticulture, outdoor recreation. We've got trades. There's a number of short courses that we actually provide, where we're also provide the courses in ACFI, which are short courses that prepare you for study. It might be digital literacy, it might be just learning support that you need to really set you up for success for each one of your study areas.
Well, I was going to ask you that next question, that once they've completed with VCE, the Box Hill TAFE don't actually chuff you out, or Institute don't actually chuff you out the door and say, that's a finish, do you? There are other opportunities for them through your organisation.
Yeah, absolutely. There's opportunities all the way through. There's a variety of fields to actually have a look at. All our educators are really highly experienced in those kind of areas. And plus, we'll be able to get you that work-ready kind of experience. So, you know, a number of the courses do have a lot of practical placements, but we do also tailor our training specific to industry needs as well. So there's a number of certificates, diplomas, bachelor level courses, all the way music you can study as well. So I might be interested in the radio kind of field. There's a wide variety of courses. Then we have pathways onto higher education as well. So I think people are looking for that kind of variety in education these days. So you don't necessarily have to have a bachelor degree to get the employment opportunities. You can come through TAFE, get the really hands-on learning experience, and then take a lifelong journey in education after that.
Sounds terrific. Noni, we've got people listening today who can heard your story and think, yeah, this may be something for me. What would you say to those people?
Well, it is sort of a big step to take, but it's one that I would definitely not regret. So I would, you know, come join at the VCE at Box Hill and just sort of have fun with it, and you can make lots of good connections and friends, and you know, go on to pathways for higher education, and just, you can do it for yourself rather than, you know, being forced to do it during.
That's what I was going to get. I'm glad you said that. I wanted you to say that. It you're doing it for yourself at times, aren't you? It that's really why you're doing it, and the fact that hopefully will lead you into nursing or whatever it might be. You're actually improving your own situation, aren't you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was entirely my choice to come back, and it's just that sense of achievement as well. I'm being 2 exams away from being completed. It's just, yeah, it's really, really fulfilling.
Noni, first of all, let me say to you, we wish you all the best for the next 2 exams. We hope you blitz it for yourself. But also we wish you well in your nursing career, because one thing we do need is we need plenty of nurses. Without them, the whole system falls apart, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
No worries. Now, Matt, How are people with Twig People's interests, how are people going to find out more about completing the VCE as a mature age student?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alan. Just a couple of points I wanted to make. Yep. Firstly, picking up on what you said before, one good example was we previously had a student, one of our students enrol to support her daughter through VCE, and then she discovered through that process that she wanted to actually do it for herself. So a similar story to Naomi, she's really come back to do it for herself as well. I also want to point out that by finishing year 12, you can increase your employment prospects by up to 20%. And there's also the other benefits that you get from it in terms of social, cultural, economic and health-related benefits as well. Our website is boxhill.edu.au. You just select the drop-down menu and select VCE. There's a whole lot of information there, including the details on how to enrol, or you can contact us directly and our friendly administration staff will help you through the process as well.
Pardon me. Matt, are there still vacancies for next year, do you know?
Yes, there is. So we've just opened up, as I mentioned before, we've opened up a new course, because we've got increasing demand. So we've opened up a new course at our Nelson campus, and if you get your applications in now, we will meet the demand that we actually have for our CBD classes.
Oh, that's terrific, isn't it? So there's obviously, well, not just an interest, there are people who just want to get involved and complete their VCE, which I think is great. And, you know, we've mentioned it a couple of times, so much stress is put on students to get this grade A task score and all this sort of stuff, but there is life after. There is other ways to get yourself educated after high school.
Yeah, and I think that's what people don't realise, that, you know, all that pressure on VCE all in the 1 year, there are options for you afterwards. There's always options to come back and study and, you know, be able to achieve that. And if you don't get it the first time, come back again and we'll be here to actually help you and support you through that journey.
Yeah, oh, that's terrific. Noni, again, thank you for giving us your time today. I think it's terrific you came on. It's always good to talk to somebody. When you talk about any of these sorts of programs, it's always good to talk to somebody who's actually in the program and can tell us, you know, why they did it and what they... Again, we wish you well. I hope it goes really well. And certainly, whatever you take on in the career in the nursing, I think it's terrific for you. Matt, again, thank you for your time. Matt, how long have you been involved with the Box Hill TAFE?
Well, I've been at Box Hill for about a year, but I've been vocational education for about 20 years in a variety of different roles and fields.
Oh, that's terrific. Again, look, we've got about a minute to go. Is there anything else that either of you want to say? Because, as I said, the hour goes very quickly, but we've got about a minute at the most if there's anything else you want to use to wrap up.
Look, I think the one thing that I'll say is thanks to Noni, you know, a great example of some of the students.
She's done a terrific job today too.
She has too. But we've also got a careers and jobs team here that are able to help people, and create resumes and apply for jobs. And, you know, there's a variety of different supports that are across Box Hill. So just want to emphasise that point and that you're welcome to come here, study at Box Hill, and we'll get you on your education journey.
And anybody, if we've tweaked their interest today, you go to boxhill.edu.au. That's Box Hill, just as normal, all in lowercase, one word, .edu.au. Have a look at it, and I'm sure that you'll find something there that you'd like to be involved in. I guess apart from the VCE, which we've really been talking about, Noni and mature age students, but, I mean, you've got plenty of other courses there too, haven't you?
Absolutely. We have so many other courses that you can do. Even at the CAE, there's short courses that you can do to just spark your interest. It might be in floristry, it might be in the trades area. There's all those kind of taster programs that we kind of... offer, you know, in, and give you, it, it broadens your horizon in terms of what opportunities are out there.
Thank you, Noni, for coming on. I believe you're a bit nervous, but you did a terrific job. And to you, Matt, thank you for the tour, and I wish you both all the best.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.
No worries, thanks. Yeah.